KJAN Sports.
It is time for a check of sports. Good morning, I'm Jim Field. Our sports update this morning brought to you by Detter Motor Company in downtown Atlantic. Experience the Detter difference. Well, let's recap some high school sports from the weekend for you. On Saturday, the state soccer championships were held in Class 2A. Lewis Central wins its third straight title in the girls' state soccer tournament, winning 1-0 over Waverly Shell Rock. They also had four of their players named to the 2A All-Tournament team, including Madison Parks, Hadley Hill, Rachel Cushing, and Grace Guidry. 3A title goes to Ankeny, 3-2, or goes to Ankeny Centennial, rather, as they beat crosstown rival Ankeny 3-2. And in the 1A title match, it was Davenport Assumption 8-0 over Bishop Heelan Catholic. Lots of high school softball over the weekend as well. At the Creston Classic on Saturday, Atlantic 1-1 and 1-1. Atlantic defeated Sioux City East 4-1. Then fell to Clark 9-2. Also, Red Oak beat Nottoway Valley 10-0. Bondurant Farrar over Murray 3-0. Mount Air beat Nottoway Valley 12-5. Dallas Center Grimes over Sioux City East 7-3. Lenox beat Clarinda 8-2. Murray over Red Oak in 9 innings 4-3. Lenox beat Creston 2-1. Mount Air over Clarinda 11-2. Bondurant Farrar beat Mount Air 8-6. Dallas Center Grimes over Creston 6-0. In the Riverside tournament on Saturday, East Mills falling to Riverside 10-1. Thomas Jefferson beat East Mills 13-1. TJ over Shenandoah 3-0. West Harrison beat Shenandoah 16-7. Riverside down West Harrison 5-4. Also at the Van Meter tournament, Trainer wins twice over the weekend as they defeated St. Edmund of Fort Dodge 2-1 and Van Meter 8-3. In the OABCIG tournament, Denison over Maple Valley 10-0. Newell Fonda topping Carroll. Kemper Catholic beat Whiting. OABCIG winning over East Sac County 11-5. And OABCIG beat Kemper Catholic 10-0. Denison 7-3 over Newell Fonda. At the Woodward Granger tournament, Abraham Lincoln beat Woodward Granger 6-5. It was Winterset over Abraham Lincoln 12-0. Ogden beating Lewis Central 3-2. Perry beat Lewis Central 10-3. The Southeast Valley Tournament, it was Southeast Valley over Coon Rapids Bayard 7-0. Glidden-Ralston beat Panorama 10-3. Panorama over Coon Rapids Bayard 9-6. And Southeast Valley wins over Glidden-Ralston 3-2. Also in softball on Saturday, ACGC defeated Exira EHK by a 12-3 final. In high school baseball on Saturday, it was Cam edging Red Oak 3-2. Iowa City Regina over Kemper Catholic 10-4. Davenport Assumption beat Kemper Catholic 14-1. Don Bosco over St. Albert 16-1. In the Carroll tourney, Underwood beat Carroll 12-2. Logan Magnolia downed Coon Rapids Bayard. Carroll beat Coon Rapids Bayard for third place 22-12. And in the championship, Underwood over Logan Magnolia by a 13-0 final. In Major League Baseball action yesterday, center fielder Billy Hamilton made a bunch of key defensive plays, and the Cincinnati Reds ended their 13-game losing streak to St. Louis, beating the Cardinals 6-3. Hamilton threw out two runners, then made outstanding catches against the wall in the eighth and ninth innings. He tripled and scored twice as well. Elsewhere in the National League, San Diego beat Miami 3-1, Philadelphia over Milwaukee 4-3, Pittsburgh beat Chicago 7-1, Arizona over Colorado 8-3, San Francisco topping Washington 2-0, Dodgers over Atlanta 7-2. In the American League, Matt Chapman homered leading off the eighth inning, moments after shortstop Marcus Simeon's defensive gem, and the Oakland Athletics defeated the Kansas City Royals 3-2. Stephen Piscotty and Jonathan Lucroy both drove in runs for the A's, who squandered numerous scoring chances before Chapman came through with a solo homer off Royals reliever Jason Adam. Elsewhere in the AL yesterday, the White Sox beat Boston 5-2, Toronto over Baltimore 13-3, Seattle topping Tampa Bay 5-4, Cleveland 9-2 over Detroit, Minnesota beat the LA Angels 7-5, and Houston over Texas 8-7. Interleague play saw the Mets beat the Yankees by a 2-0 final. The Washington Nationals placed right-handed pitcher Steven Strasburg and Brandon Kinsler on the 10-day disabled list on Sunday. Second baseman Daniel Murphy could be close to returning to the lineup. He joined the team Sunday, taking batting practice and fielding grounders. Manager Dave Martinez said Murphy will accompany the team to New York, where they open a two-game series against the Yankees on Tuesday. The Nationals will play five straight games in American League parks, where they'll need a designated hitter. Aaron Judge was held out of the closer of the Subway Series against the Mets because of a jammed left thumb. With an off day coming up today, manager Aaron Boone said he was just playing the long game and simply wants to take the opportunity to give Judge consecutive days off. The slugger hurt his thumb sliding into second base during the first inning of Friday night's series opener. Yoenis Cespedes' rehab assignment has been cut short after a setback, and the plummeting New York Mets have also lost Asdrubal Cabrera due to a left a tight left hamstring. The Mets aren't sure when they might get Cespedes back from a nagging hip injury. The slugging left fielder was removed from his second rehab game for Double-A Binghamton with tightness in his right quadriceps. Cabrera left a game against the Yankees after stumbling out of the batter's box. Well, rain washed out the final round of the Principal Charity Classic in Des Moines yesterday, and Tom Lehman was declared the winner after shooting a two-day record of 13 under par. That was his first victory at a tournament he feels a special connection with.
My mom was born in Des Moines. She lived right near Waveland Golf Course. And then she moved to Mason City and grew up in Mason City, and then we all moved to Minnesota. So even though I'm from Minnesota and like to make jokes about Iowa and vice versa, Iowa's like home to me here. And I feel so comfortable. It's a great community. And so if I'm disappointed by any one thing, is that the fans, I think, today would have had a great opportunity to see some really great golf.
After several near misses, it was his first win at the Principal Charity Classic.
You kind of come to a city and you play some good golf and you walk away with a trophy. It certainly is something to be proud of, and I'm very grateful and humbled by winning this tournament.
Lehman's 36-hole record score of 131, 13 under par for two laps around Wakanda, was good for a two-shot victory over Bernard Longer, Scott Parrell, Glenn Day, and Woody Austin. Longer was in the hunt for the 38th PGA Tour Champions title. Atlantic native Chad Pearl finished the tourney tied for 54th place as he shot a two-round total of one under par. Dustin Johnson emphatically reclaimed the number one ranking Sunday, holing out for an eagle from 170 yards on the final hole for a six-stroke victory at the St. Jude Classic. In the LPGA, Annie Park won the ShopRite LPGA Classic for her first tour victory. Rafael Nadal has defeated Dominic Thiem 6-4, 6-3, and 6-2 to win a record-extending 11th title at the French Open. Nadal briefly interrupted the final in the third set because of a cramp in his left wrist on his racket-holding hand. Nadal becomes the second player in tennis history to win 11 singles titles at any Grand Slam tournament after Margaret Court claimed 11 Australian Open titles. Clint Bowyer raced to his second NASCAR Cup Series victory of the season when Sunday's event at Michigan was called early because of rain. Bowyer beat out Kevin Harvick on a restart to begin the third stage, and then the race went under caution when Ricky Stenhouse Jr. went into the wall. The rain put a stop to the race after 133 of the planned 200 laps on the two-mile track. Harvick was second, and pole winner Kurt Busch finished third, completing a sweep of the top three for Stewart Haas Racing. Kyle Busch was fourth, the lone Toyota near the top of the race, in a race that was dominated by Ford. Four more Fords, Paul Menard, Brad Keselowski, Joey Logano, and Ryan Blaney rounded out the top eight. And also in racing news, Triple Crown winner Justify will get a well-deserved break and then race again this year, although no date or location has been targeted yet after the colt came out of his Belmont Stakes victory in good condition. Elliot Walden of Windstar Farm said Sunday the multi-owner group that controls Justify wants to share the horse with the public by racing him. A plan will be formulated once the chestnut colt recovers from a compressed schedule that saw him win six races over 111 days since his debut on February 18th. Justify became the 13th Triple Crown winner and the second in 4 years with a victory Saturday in the Belmont Stakes. That's Check of Sports this hour, brought to you by Detter Motor Company in downtown Atlantic. Experience the Detter difference. I'm Jim Field, KJAN Sports.